Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Chaf Gimel, Chulin 23a, pagination is 45. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. Boi Reb Zera asked the following question. In yesterday's session, we discussed that there's an intermediate stage. We described it by a way of analogy similar to teenage years. There's a transition stage between a young bird and an older bird. And that would have ramifications in the difference between Bnei Yona and Torim as to exactly what age and what description would qualify. The Bnei Yona have to be young, the Torim have to be adult. What about the intermediate stage? Are they kosher or not? If they're not kosher, is it because we're not sure? Or because they are an entity of their own? In Hebrew we say, Beria b'fnei atzmo, an entity of its own. In a similar vein, in today's session, we have a question from Rab Zera regarding the intermediate stage of a male lamb. The male lamb, as a child, so to speak, the first year of life, is called a keves, a lamb. When it gets beyond its 13th month, it's called an ayil, a ram. What about the 13th month itself? You're more than 12 months, but you're not after the 13th. And that month has a unique distinction to be called palgas. That animal during that time, is that we're not sure if it's considered young or old, halachically? Or is it a beria b'fnei atzmo, a unique status of its own? And once again, the Gemara will stage the question in a way that if it was either one, it would qualify either as this one or as that one. But if it's a beria b'fnei atzmo, an entity of its own, then it does not qualify because it doesn't fit into either category. Let's see the example. Boi Reb Zera, ha'omer alai olas behema, a person says I should bring an ola of the behema type, the animal type, mino ayil o mina keves, but I have the choice to do it from an ayil, a ram, after the 13th month, or from a keves, from within the first 12 months. That's the condition that he made in the vow. Vehevi palgas, and he brings this animal in its 13th month. Mahu, what's the halacha? And fundamentally the question is this animal qualifying either as an ayil or as a keves? So because his vow says I could bring either one, this animal certainly qualifies, or is it an entity of its own, and it doesn't qualify, not as an ayil, not as a keves, and he still has to bring another karban. In order to develop an approach to this question, the Gemara brings another discussion about palgas, a simple case where a person brings this animal. Not a whole discussion about conditions and vows. He brings the animal. And we have a ruling from Rabbi Yochanan that clearly positions Rabbi Yochanan as understanding that it's an entity of its own and not that it's a suffix one or the other. Alibad Rabbi Yochanan lo tiboilach. I'm not asking my question according to Rabbi Yochanan because I know from a prior discussion where Rabbi Yochanan stands on this question. De Omar Bir Yahavi, because he holds that it is its own entity. De Tanan, because we learned. He Krivu, if they brought the palges as a karban, mevi alav nischai ayil, ve'en ola lo mizivcho, they have to bring the full libations, but it doesn't satisfy his requirements. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, O la ayil, there's a pasuk in the Torah that adds on something L'rabbus is apalgus. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a pasuk in the Torah that's coming to include this animal at that age. For Rabbi Yochanan to say that there's a pasuk in the Torah coming to include it means not that it was a question to us how to apply Torah law. We knew how to apply Torah law. This animal was unique, and this pasuk comes to include it. And that's the approach of Beria, that it's an entity of its own. And back in the case of Reb Zeira's question, where he made a vow to bring either an ayal or a keves, well, a pilgus is not either, and he would not fulfill his obligation. And that's why the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not asking my question, I know exactly where he stands. Kiti boilach, last line of the page, when am I asking my question? Aliba de Bar Pada, according to Bar Pada, who argues on Rabbi Yochanan. De Omar, he says, Maisi umasni, you bring the palgus and you're making conditions. If it's like a kevis, or it's like an ayil, how many libations should I bring, etc. Mi amrinon, do we approach this and say, ayil v'keves masne, bevirya lo masne, that he's making conditions whether this palgus is an ayil or whether the palgus is a kevis, but he doesn't discuss berya approach, because it's one or the other. Odilma, or maybe, bevirya nami masne, you have to make a condition regarding Beria also. It's a keves, it's an ayil, or if it's a Beria of its own. De Amar, he says, Iberia have lehave kula nedava. It should be a donation. It's not fulfilling any obligations that he made, but he has to make the condition because there are lots of choices here. Teiku, let the question stand. The Kesef Mishnah observes that the Rambam indeed lets the question stand. The Rambam, in Maisa Karbanos Tes Zayin Beis, writes, Nodar, if a person made a vow, Menakvasim Omano Elim, that he could fulfill this obligation of Karban, either from the Kvasim or the Elim, Vevi Palgas, and then he brought this intermediate stage, the Rambam paskins like it emerges from our Gemara, HaReza Sofik. It's a question. Im yatza yide nidro alo yatza, whether he fulfilled or didn't fulfill, because we're not sure. Maybe a palgus is either one or the other, or maybe it's an entity of its own, in which case he did not fulfill his obligation. So a quick glance at this Rambam is very comfortable. The Gemara ended off teiku, and the Rambam says, we're not sure. Great. Perfect. Kesef Mishnah says, though, there's a bit of a question here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question that he did not fulfill his obligation. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's a beria. It's an entity of its own. The words ola ayil come to include it. Torah recognizes it as a unique, different status. Couple that with the fact that there's a Gemara in Menachos that asks a question on Bar Pada and ends up Kasha. It's a good question. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand why the Rambam would rule we're not sure if he fulfilled his obligation. If Rabbi Yochanan says you for sure did not fulfill his obligation, and the Gemara in Menachos says that we have a kasha on Bar Pada and leaves it at that, why wouldn't the Rambam simply paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? And the Kesef Mishnah points out a principle which is visible as a style sheet for all of Torah, Talmud, I should say, that sometimes the word kasha is used, it's a good question, and we need to pay attention to that unique usage, because had the Gemara wanted to say a stronger usage, it would have said tiyufta. To yufta means it's a question that undermines the position. Kasha means it's an opinion with a question on it. It has a question. We could possibly answer the question, even if it's not such a great answer. But questions are still up for discussion. Undermining the position would mean that we discount it. Says the Kesef Mishnah, our Gemara maintains that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and possibly Bar Pada. We're not sure where Bar Pada stands. And Bar Pada's position in Menachos is only kasha, not to yufta. Says the Kesef Mishnah, there's still enough of a doubt here in the mind of the Rambam assessing this. It's a suffix if the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan or like Bar Pada, and in Bar Pada there's a question of exactly how to understand Palgus. And therefore, there did remain enough of a question in the mind of the Rambam how to rule between Rabbi Yochanan and the doubt that might be in Bar Pada, that he still considered it hareza suffix. A suffix stands whether you fulfilled or did not fulfill, because the wording in Menachos was kasha and not to yufta. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.